everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our Radio Tyneside listeners in local hospitals, at home and around the world. This is Sheila Hamill, presenter of New Day Dawning, bringing you inspirational songs, music and some reflections on Scripture. Today we'll be thinking about the Good Shepherd, but before I launch into this theme, I must mention first a little someone who listens to this programme every week and keeps asking me if I'll play his favourite song. He's only 4 and his name is Daniel, one of my grandsons. So seeing how there's a link with his request and the Old Testament reading set for today, I've decided to make a start with his special song, which has a question for you all. And I wonder if anyone knows the answer. Who built the ark? There, I've made one little boy really happy this morning. And no prizes for guessing the answer. It was Noah. Of course, we're not focusing on him today or his elephants, kangaroos and monkeys. We're looking at a person who cares for sheep. A shepherd. In the Bible, it claims that Psalm 23 is the Psalm of David. You may remember him as a young shepherd boy, long before he became king. And this psalm is, without a doubt, the most well-known and best-loved of all the psalms. It's sung just as much at funerals as at weddings, because it's such a source of comfort and hope. We'll be hearing the more traditional version of this psalm sung as a hymn later on, but first, let's hear this one by Stuart Townend, and let's listen out for that key word in the chorus, which describes what is so important about any relationship. And that word is trust.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. Guides my ways in righteousness, and He anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on His pure delights. I will trust.
Today, shepherds can be seen whizzing around all over the place driving their ATVs, or we can sometimes hear them using a series of whistles to direct their sheepdogs as they round up the sheep. But in biblical times, it was so different. Sheep weren't driven from behind. The shepherd would go before them, leading them to where there was good grazing. He would keep watch over them by day and listen out for signs of danger in the fields at night. He was a constant presence and a real source of comfort to his flock. Boys then were apprenticed from a very early age, and they learnt the role of shepherd as they grew. Consequently, they knew their sheep well, and they would know instantly when one was missing or in trouble. They would watch the sky for vultures circling, which might indicate that a sheep had rolled helplessly onto its back or even fallen down a steep slope. The sheep knew they were safe in the shepherd's care, and they trusted him. It was also the shepherd's responsibility to guard and protect his sheep, and also to discipline them. He would take his rod and his staff and beat them together to drive away danger. The rod was rather like a cudgel, a sapling with a smoothed ball root at one end, and he would use it to discipline the sheep. By throwing the rod at a sheep, he could chase it away from a dangerous plant or the edge of a steep cliff. By reaching out with his staff, which was a long stick, he could drag a sheep to safety, or tap it on its side and guide it where he wanted it to go. He also would propel a stone from a sling to drive away a lion or a bear, laying down his own life, if need be, to save his flock. In those days, hired hands would sometimes be taken on, but they would run away at the first sign of danger. They probably took on the job for the short term or for the money, whereas the good shepherd was in it for the duration. There is no doubt, though, a shepherd knew his sheep and cared for them. My sister was on teaching practice once in Cumbria, in a place called Maryport. She drew a sheep on what was then a blackboard, not a whiteboard, and she asked the children to identify the creature. The children all looked extremely puzzled, and no one volunteered an answer. "Surely you must all know what this is," she said. "My drawing isn't all that bad, and most of you have farming backgrounds." There was a murmuring of voices, and then, slowly, one hesitant lad raised his hand to suggest a possible answer. He said, "Miss, we think the head is a Swaledale, the body a Herdwick, and the legs perhaps Suffolk." Even these young people knew their sheep. Now here is The King of Love, by Henry Williams Baker, from the album Maranatha Celtic, by John and Anne Barber.
My king of love, my shepherd, is whose goodness fail never. I love thee like if I
Just to remind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575 AM in the hospital community, and on Radio Player. And you can contact us by email, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. In chapter 34 of the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament, we read how God condemns the leaders of Israel for their lack of love and likens them to hired hands who care nothing for their sheep. He promises to see to their care himself by sending a shepherd who will one day tend his sheep. Our reading today is from John's Gospel, where Jesus reveals that he is the good shepherd who will lay down his life for his sheep. And no wonder the Pharisees were angry with him. They would have equated his words immediately with this passage from Ezekiel concerning the coming Messiah. So let's hear that Gospel reading from John 10:11-18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I laid down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Now let's hear a song called "Lead Me, Lord, in Your Righteousness," written by Samuel Wesley, the grandson of Charles Wesley. It was a shepherd's job to keep his flock on the move to pastures new, so that land left behind would have a chance to recover and rest and be enriched. On the journey itself, to a new place where shadowy crags and deep dark chasms loomed large, the sheep followed him closely. They weren't fearful as long as he was there guiding them. You see, not only did the shepherd know his sheep, they knew him, they trusted him, and followed him. We're all on a journey through life, and there are times when we long to be at peace within ourselves, although we may not always like to admit it. And there may well be a tough and hard road ahead of us, but if we put our trust in the Good Shepherd and follow him, then the Bible promises he will always be there for us and never leave us. Here's a song sung by Ruth Notman, Good Shepherd of My Soul.
Good Shepherd of my soul, come dwell within me. Take all I am and mold your likeness in me. Before the cross of Christ, this is my sacrifice, a life laid down and ready to follow.
Tell you a story. At a house party one evening, all the guests there decided to have a concert. They all took their turns in singing, telling funny stories, reciting poems, and reading from passages from favourite books. One guest there was a famous Shakespearean actor, and he surprised everyone by stepping forward and reciting the 23rd Psalm. He was so word perfect, and his voice was so deep and rich, that everyone clapped to show their appreciation. In the far corner of the room sat an old priest, who, when he was invited to take part in the concert, protested, saying he was too old and his voice was shaky. Besides, he added, I can't sing, and I don't have a story to tell, and I'm very forgetful. But they all cried out, Surely you know a psalm? He replied, I do know the 23rd Psalm, but it's already been recited. After some persuasion, he reluctantly agreed to take part and rather timidly cleared his throat and began. When he had finished the psalm, everyone fell silent and he sat down. But suddenly the room erupted in applause. The people gathered round him to congratulate him. They'd been so very moved by his words. The Shakespearean actor then approached the priest, called for quiet, and in all humility said to the crowd, I may know the 23rd Psalm, but my friend here has an advantage over me. He knows the Shepherd.
All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and wars. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing.
Was All I Once Held Dear, written by Graeme Kendrick and sung by Robin Mark. What if the Good Shepherd were calling us today to simply trust him more and follow him, even though we don't always understand his ways or why things turn out as they do? Are we still willing to journey with him and follow on behind? May God's love and blessings be upon everybody listening today, whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever circumstances you are in. This is Sheila Hamill at Radio Tyneside. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll tune into New Day Dawning at Radio Tyneside next Sunday. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical skills in helping to produce this programme. Now I want to leave you with the more traditional version of The Lord's My Shepherd, sung to us by the Westminster Abbey Choir. Bye for now.